Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Buddy, we made it to the weekend damn near. It is the Friday High Day Edition. How you doing,
Curdy? I am so excited today. Great to be with you, Evan, on the board. And how fortuitous is it for our fair audience that today at 5 o'clock in the happy hour, our pal James Santel, former U.S. attorney, going to join us. You know, apparently there's been a little bit of breaking news on the legal front.
Dominic, is it Merrick Garland Day? I've been waiting to celebrate Merrick Garland Day. Today is that the day? Is today the day, Dom?
Merrick Garland Eve, Jack Smith Day. I'm not clear. I'm not clear.
You know, I was listening to an inferior nationally syndicated Righty Whitey talk radio product earlier today. A little Freudian slip. They said Trump had been indicted today. That'd make it Merrick Garland Day up in here. That was the promise. The day that Merrick Garland, the day that the U.S. Department of Justice brought charges against the former president, Donald Trump, be it the, you know, the paperwork crimes, the Mar-a-Lago,
or the espionage crimes, you mean?
The substantial crimes involved in the January 6th, the coup, the insurrection. Either way, when the indictments came down, it would be Merrick Garland Day up in here. And Dominic, I got to tell you, I am left wanting by this appointment of a special counselor. Now, first and foremost, this guy looks like he's from Central Casting. This guy's, he looks badass. I would not want to be facing this prosecutor down across the table, if you know what I'm saying, Dom.
Doesn't look like he suffers fools lightly.
Merrick Garland, perhaps doesn't have the tone, doesn't have the gravitas, or at least doesn't perceive himself to have that. I mean, you're the freaking attorney general of the United States. You should be on the Supreme Court. But why now, Dom? You know, first blush, our good friend James Santel, who give you the whole dose in hour number two. But first blush from Jim Santel was 18 months. Why now? Why after 18 months do you punt to a special prosecutor? Tick tock. The clock is ticking. This guy is out there.
Well, I got an answer for you, Crudy, and you're going to love it. Here's why. Because this week, former President Donald Trump claims he wants to be the next President Donald Trump. You mean he declared his candidacy, right?
He did. That's not a good enough reason. This is not a good enough reason to appoint a special prosecutor. And ultimately, you know,
Hang on. Let me jump in. So you're saying to me that the perception of impropriety, you know, the fact
what
that
perception the, of the, impropriety
because you have now a candidate, York, as you mentioned, Crudy, Donald Trump's running, quote unquote, running for president. He's running for president. Also, Joe Biden has indicated, although he hasn't declared, that he will also run for president. Merrick Garland was appointed by Biden. So now that Donald Trump will be the rival, the political rival of his boss, that creates this perception of perhaps impropriety. So you got to put a layer
I would give you
that.
Conflict.
And what happened now? It happens now because Donald Trump changed his position, although I still disagree, but you know what I mean.
Well, a guy like Merrick Garland might want to be beyond reproach, but there's no impropriety being alleged here. I mean, you could say this is a political conflict of some sort because Donald Trump's going to allege that.
Perhaps that's
any
the wrong
term.
Way. I mean, yes, you can't. They want to make sure that it's all on the up and up. And if you have an appointed AG who's working for Donald Trump's political rival, that becomes somewhat of an issue.
So, out of an overabundance of caution,
yes,
the current Attorney General of the United States, a guy who really, by all rights, should be on the U.S. Supreme Court right now, Merrick Garland, punted. He punted. This looks like the Packers last night, Dom. He punted.
Yeah, you're well.
Early and often.
We'll talk about that later. What about my reason? What about this circumstance changing that Donald Trump now says he's going to run for president? You don't see that as a legitimate reason? For Merrick Garland to appoint a special counsel.
I would wonder why the delay in seeking indictments before now. I mean, maybe I'd give you the last 60 days because of the midterms, right? The public record of the crimes, the known crimes in these cases, Dom. What we know, I mean, the Trumpsters are always going to deny it, but we have been going over the public record of the criminality of the former president since he left office and while he was committing the crimes in real time. So the hesitancy of Merrick Garland to what? To prosecute the former president? And now because he made some sort of declaration for Mar-a-Lago that you don't even feel like sincere.
No,
I tell you, you know, he did the filing, right? So he's a presidential candidate now. So what? That doesn't change our ability to prosecute the man if he's guilty. Or at least if there's probable
they're
cause.
Not changing there. Nothing changes. He's still being prosecuted.
Are we sure?
That has not stopped.
So if it's my job, if I'm the top cop in the United States, if I'm the Attorney General, I mean, really, Dom, would I hand this job off prosecuting Donald Trump to somebody else? That's a sign of weakness, dude. That is not what I want to see from my Attorney General. And you can say, well, you know, he doesn't want the specter of impropriety and all that crap. No, man, do your job. Prosecute the man. He's guilty. His mama knows he's guilty. You know he's guilty. Prosecute him.
Well, they are prosecuting him, Crudy. I don't want to tell you. The appointment of a special prosecutor seems to me like they're prosecuting him.
Well, now, is he a special prosecutor?
You may not like it. You may not. Are you telling me that Donald Trump isn't running? Because then we're on the same page, Crudy. But yes, I mean, I think that is a big reason as to now why this is happening. Is it taking too long? Yeah, in my mind, it certainly seems to be. And even though my understanding is still investigations and grand jury still going on, even
during
the
midterms. Are they just starting? No. This guy just got hired today, this Jack Smith, right? Now, are the Department of Justice agents, FBI agents, attorney AAGs, assistant attorney generals, are they going to come down to Jack Smith's office bright and early Monday morning and lay out the case for the prosecution on Donald Trump on multiple different levels, right?
Yes.
Because the prosecution of the Proud Boys for the January 6th, the seditious conspiracy, they're in closing statements, man.
That's
the DOJ, but the DOJ, if you're moving up the food chain from the January 6th, the actual insurrection, I mean, seditious conspiracy trials, that draws the connection to Roger Stone and others. That was brought up during the course of this trial, which will soon, hopefully, pivot to the guy at the top of the pinnacle here, right?
Well, we have the sound. We'll let Merrick Garland speak for himself in the next segment. We'll play the whole 4.5 minutes.
I have not heard it.
Our audience.
And I may interrupt.
You don't know. And I'm telling you right now, as Merrick Garland states in his 4.5 minute speech, appointing the special counsel, Jack Smith, that the D.C., will still handle the people who were physically on the ground attacking the Capitol. That will still be handled by the local prosecutors. My understanding, anything to do with the classified documents and then any entity unlawfully trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power or a person or entity trying to stop the peaceful transfer of power or the certification of the electors, that those pieces, and of course, as mentioned, the Mar-a-Lago secret document case, those two cases are going specifically to Jack Smith. So we have it. We'll play it. We'll get it all out there. You got lots of questions, Crudy. I get it. I understand. But I think
Jim Santel feels like I feel on this issue. I'm not just being hyperbolic, Crudy, here.
Well, okay.
You're starting the clock.
There's lots
anew.
Of different opinions out there. No doubt about it, Crudy.
Mine are just on the more Facebook valid page. Than others sometimes.
Well, let me just throw this out there. And then again, we'll play some of the music. Some of the sound. In the next segment. But here is what was written in Salon. The title here that we found at the Raw story, cowardly legal experts slam Garland for putting special counsel punting, as Curtis said, to special counsel after the Trump announcement. As mentioned, he's going to do this. Garland set to announce on Friday. He did it. We'll play the sound. His move reflects the sensitivity of the DOJ's probes into the former president.
Oh, they're sensitive.
To allay concerns that the investigation is political. The Justice Department is probing Trump's retention of national security documents, as well as his role in the January 6th riot. DOJ rules for appointing special counsel allow the attorney general to name an outsider if he determines that the investigation or prosecution presents a conflict of interest for the department, and recusals of certain officials wouldn't be enough to overcome concerns. Again, this was reported at the Wall Street Journal. But some former DOJ officials and Crudy have said the appointment would not do much to diminish criticism from Trump and his supporters, particularly since Garland and other DOJ officials are still likely to be involved in decision-making. Some legal experts knocked the decision to punt. It's a waste of time and money, insults the prosecutors at DOJ, and gains nothing, tweeted former Watergate prosecutor
nothing.
Jill Wine Banks. No Trump supporter will see anyone as independent or fair to Trump. National Security Attorney Bradley Moss also criticized the move, warning, it will now definitely delay any decisions until January at the earliest. Ironically, by announcing a special prosecutor this late in the game, Garland just made it more likely that any potential prosecution of Trump will bleed into the 2024 general election season, he tweeted. And Slate's legal analyst Jeremy Stahl said Garland's announcement gave Trump exactly what he hoped for by announcing so early. It's cowardly, and it could backfire spectacularly. But some legal experts and Dom pushed back, arguing it was the right call, and is unlikely to significantly delay the investigations. Here's a quote from Renato Mariotti. A special counsel offers some measure of independence and transparency, and it is a good thing. The investigation is far along, and the same FBI agents can work for the special counsel. The appointment will slow things down by weeks, not months, if at all.
The former president declares this all quite unfair. He thinks it's quite unfair, Dom.
He's not going to partake.
We'll tell you the rest, what Donald Trump had to say. I'm not happy about it. We just need indictments. Let's go straight to the indictments. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll go to the phones eventually as well. You could be a part. 844-96-PARTY.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
This was high crimes.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open for your take today. It's called Special Counsel Day. 844-967-2789.
Yeah, what the hell does that mean? Special Counsel Day. That's quite different than Merrick Garland Day. That's quite different than Indictments Against the Former President Day. That's what our audience tunes in for, Dom.
That's not what I'm waiting for, Crudy.
Special Counsel Day.
Well, let's stop. Let's hear. Let's play it for the people, Evan. Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing today the appointment of a special counsel. Let's hear it, if you would, Evan.
The Department of Justice has long recognized that in certain extraordinary cases, it is in the public interest to appoint a special prosecutor to independently manage an investigation and prosecution. Based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, and the sitting president's stated intention to be a candidate as well, I have concluded that it is in the public interest to appoint a special counsel. Such an appointment underscores the department's commitment to both independence and accountability in particularly sensitive matters. It also allows prosecutors and agents to continue their work expeditiously and to make decisions indisputably guided only by the facts and the law. The special counsel will conduct parts of the first investigation I just mentioned. The investigation into whether any person or entity unlawfully interfered with the transfer of power following the 2020 presidential election or with the certification of the Electoral College vote held on or about January 6. This does not include prosecutions that are currently pending in the District of Columbia or future investigations and prosecutions of individuals for offenses committed while they were physically present on the Capitol grounds on January 6. Those investigations and prosecutions will remain under the authority of the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. The special counsel will also conduct the investigation involving classified documents and other presidential records, as well as the possible obstruction of that investigation. Today, I signed an order appointing Jack Smith to serve as special counsel.
Who?
The order authorizes him to continue the ongoing investigation into both of the matters that I have just described and to prosecute any federal crimes that may arise from those investigations. Mr. Smith is a veteran career prosecutor. He began his prosecutorial career in 1994 as an assistant district attorney with the New York County DA's office. In 1999, he became an assistant U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York, where over the course of 9 years, he prosecuted matters ranging from gang murders of police officers to civil rights violations. From 2008 to 2010, he served with the International Criminal Court, where he supervised war crimes investigations. In 2010, Mr. Smith returned to the Justice Department to serve as chief of the Public Integrity Section, where he led a team of more than 30 prosecutors who handled public corruption and election crimes cases across the United States. In 2015, he agreed to serve as the first assistant U.S. attorney for the Middle District of Tennessee, later becoming the acting United States attorney. Most recently, Mr. Smith served as a chief prosecutor for the special court in The Hague, charged with investigating and adjudicating war crimes in Kosovo. Mr. Smith will begin his work as special counsel immediately and will be returning to the United States from The Hague.
Gotta fly
Throughout
him
his
in.
Career, Jack Smith has built a reputation
from the
as an impartial and determined prosecutor who leads teams with energy and focus to follow the facts wherever they lead. As special counsel, he will exercise independent prosecutorial judgment to decide whether charges should be brought. Although the special counsel will not be subject to the day-to-day supervision of any official of the department, he must comply with the regulations, procedures, and policies of the department. I will ensure that the special counsel receives the resources to conduct this work quickly and completely. Given the work to date and Mr. Smith's prosecutorial experience, I am confident that this appointment will not slow the completion of these investigations.
I feel much less confident, Tom. Less, I tell you.
Is that it? We're all done? That's the entire? Okay. Quickly and completely, and work done to date. I think, you know what really excites me about this is the acknowledgement of existing ongoing investigations, if nothing else. I mean, they've been doing this for a while. There's a lot of stuff already done. Hell, Crudy, he could be coming in to put a bow on it and actually start the prosecutions.
Oh, you think he's the closer?
Right. Exactly.
He's the Josh Hader from the bullpen. But then we traded Josh Hader off to the Padres, man.
Oh,
and our whole
I
season
know. Come
fell
on,
apart.
Brewers. What are you doing? So, I mean, I'm anxious to hear, what Jim has to say about it. James Santel, our friend, former U.S. attorney, coming at 5 o'clock. I want to hear what you have to say about it. I know what Crudy thinks. What do you think? 844-967-2789. I'm okay with it, man. And to specifically to your point, when you talk about the U.S. attorneys investigating right now, you know, all the Oath Keepers and all that and working their way, that's all going to be apparently right now, according to Garland, that's going to stay with those local prosecutors. So they're going to work on that side of it. So if it comes to down to Roger Stone or any of those other knuckleheads, that's going to be handled by the U.S. attorney in D.C.
Dominic, according to reporting we found at the Raw story, former President Donald Trump on Friday attacked the special counsel tasked with investigating his efforts to overturn the 2020 election and the government documents recovered from Mar-a-Lago. Trump's comments come shortly after Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed special counsel Jack Smith. Speaking with the Foxy News, Trump also urged Republicans to fight against the investigation. Why are they under investigation? I have been going through this for 6 years. For 6 years, I've been going through this, and I'm not going to go through it anymore. And I hope the Republicans have the courage to fight this. Trump also fell back on playing the victim. I've been proven innocent for 6 years on everything, from fake impeachments to former special counsel Robert Mueller, who found no collusion. Now I have to do more? It is not acceptable. It is so unfair. It is so political. I'm not going to partake in it. I'm not going to partake in this. More Devil's Advocates, please partake. Call us, 844-967-2789.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
844-967-2789. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Jack Smith Day, if you didn't know. Crudy's not happy about it. James Santel, former U.S. Attorney, going to hit us up at the top of the hour. Crudy, I posted on the Devil's Advocates Facebook page, and if you don't know what it is, go check it out. We kind of do our show prep on there. You want to see what we're going to talk about? We'll post some articles to share. This one specifically from Jennifer Rubin, the former conservative. Her opinion, Crudy, I know you're going to love it. Merrick Garland was right to appoint a special counsel. She writes that as Garland announced on Friday that seasoned prosecutor Jack Smith, that none of us ever heard of, will serve as special counsel overseeing investigations into Trump. That includes all aspects of the investigations into the former president's hoarding of classified documents. That's a nice way to put it. At his Mar-a-Lago estate and portions of the Justice Department's January 6th criminal inquiry having to do with him and senior officials in his administration. The appointment was necessarily, Garland said, given the extraordinary circumstances of the investigations. Because Trump had announced he will run for president, and President Biden said he intends to do so as well, it was in the public interest to assign a special counsel. Advocates like Crudy of swift action against Trump, no doubt, will be alarmed by the announcement, but there is less here than meets the eye. For starters, Smith needs no introduction to the Justice Department. He was appointed first assistant U.S. Secretary for the Middle District of Tennessee in February of 2015. Before that, he worked as head of the department's public integrity section and as investigation coordinator in the office of the prosecutor at the International Criminal Court. He also worked for the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of New York. Most important, the Attorney General announced that the career staff who have been working on these cases will continue in their roles. That, Garland suggested, will mean the query will not slow down. Smith will make a recommendation to Garland on whether to prosecute Trump. Until then, Garland will have no direct supervision over Smith. Did Garland need to wait until Trump's campaign launched to make the appointment? Perhaps not, Rubin writes. But so long as Trump was not an active candidate, there was little reason for Garland to step aside. Now that Trump is a potential opponent to Biden, Garland believes it is essential to add a layer of separation between himself and the line prosecutors. Constitutional scholar Lawrence Tribe tells Rubin, looking over Jack Smith's decades of prosecutorial experience, it's hard to imagine anyone better prepared to hit the ground running and to sew together whatever loose ends remain, as he puts together a comprehensive prosecution of the leaders of the attempted coup with the former president at its center, as well as a powerful prosecution of the former president for his theft of top secret documents as he absconded to Mar-a-Lago. He adds that while previously publicly urged there was no need to appoint a special counsel, my principal concern was the need to avoid delay, and it appears that this appointment will solve that problem. Norman Eisen, who served as co-counsel to the House impeachment managers during Trump's first impeachment, agrees. I have no concern that a special counsel will shy away from charging, and Jack Smith has outstanding experience, he tells me. Eisen also thinks the move will not cause much of a delay, he observes. Mr. Smith should move with alacrity. Here, where any other American who had removed even one classified document would be subject to likely prosecution, and where the former president took dozens, the rule of law demands fast action.
Dominic, I love the word alacrity, but no offense to whoever's talking to Norman Eisen, or maybe it was Norman Eisen saying that. It's not the paperwork crimes.
That's espionage you're talking about potentially, Crude. Why do you keep discounting it?
Because if you look at the further reporting that we've seen on this, more and more of it seems to indicate it was about Trump's ego, not actually any sort of exploitation of the documents he had. So let's stop talking about the paperwork and start talking about the January 6th, the coup against the American people, against
that's
democracy.
That's a much more complex and convoluted case.
That's the one, the top secret documents case.
I mean, come on, look at all the people in the past who've taken just one secret document. What's happened to them, man? And he's got dozens? I mean, that obviously has to be prosecuted. And that's the easy one, man.
Ironically, Trump was betting that his announcement would somehow protect him from prosecution. Instead, it prompted Garland to take an additional step to diminish the argument that the investigations against him are politically motivated. That, of course, will not matter to Trump and his mega cultist, but it might provide a measure of reassurance to ordinary Americans that the Justice Department has gone the extra step, the unnecessary extra step in Crudy's opinion, to prevent the appearance of political vendetta. In some sense, this might make prosecution easier insofar as Smith will not let political questions interfere with his work, such as whether it is appropriate to prosecute a former president. Sure it is, Crudy's opinion. Once Smith makes a recommendation, Garland will almost certainly follow it. So it's back in Garland's court then? So what does this accomplish? But I read on. I'm just thinking aloud here. Garland will almost certainly follow it, relying not only on the judgment of career prosecutors who have been working on the case, but also relying on Smith's independent judgment. Well, so Smith doesn't actually get to bring the charges. It's right back in Merrick Garland's court. So why do you hand it off? But anyways, in a written statement, Smith said, "I intend to conduct the assigned investigations and any prosecutions that may result from them independently and in the best traditions of the Department of Justice. The pace of the investigations will not pause or flag under my watch," he added. "I will exercise independent judgment and will move the investigations forward expeditiously and thoroughly to whatever outcome the facts and the law dictate," Crudy says, with alacrity. That's as it should be. The department will prosecute Trump if the facts and the law support such an action. If, in that singular sense, nothing has changed. So, if nothing has changed, if it's still ultimately the responsibility of the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, to make decision whether or not to prosecute, and he can still overrule the special counselor, as I just read Rubin to write.
So but Rubin really, also said he would almost certainly accept the advice of...
Or not.
Well, right, of course.
It's really a binary choice. He will... Or maybe he won't, because ultimately it's still his responsibility to choose whether or not to prosecute the former president.
He's not the one coming to the decision, Crudy.
Yes, he entirely is the one.
Person, you have no, you don't, Crudy. That's what the whole point of the
independent prosecutor. If you can overrule the special counsel,
the special prosecutor will make that determination on his own, without political favor, with alacrity. That's exactly what the point is.
And then Merrick Garland,
so you're never going to get rid of the megas. They're going to have their concerns. But there are other people in this country who don't want a Department of Justice with the appearance of impropriety going after a political rival. That's the point. It's not for the megas. Nothing will satiate them because they don't ever want to see their orange god prosecuted. But everybody else, most people are like, let's make sure we keep this straight and narrow. Now that Trump's said he's going to run, that changes the equation.
You know, I hate to nitpick because, you know, I misuse words all the time, but I wish you would stop saying impropriety because it's not appropriate here. There's no accusation of impropriety.
Cody, do you understand what the term appearance of impropriety means? I mean, just Google
you
it, man.
Then
I mean,
say if, the appearance of impropriety and stop saying there's freaking impropriety because there's
I
not.
I did say the appearance of impropriety. Yes,
by whom?
The appearance,
yeah, what? I don't agree with that assessment.
To avoid even the appearance of impropriety.
I don't agree with your assessment.
Some people who may not be privy to the situation may think that there's an ethical issue. That is what they're trying to avoid, Crudy. So just get over it, man. Google it. Learn a new term. That's what they're trying to do.
Let me come back to the writing of Rubin. Since you are so convinced that this is what? The special prosecutor, the special counsel's decision, Jack Smith's decision. But that is not what is written here. We'll take
I didn't say that. I said the investigate the whether or not to prosecute is his decision.
No.
Yes, I think we should listen to me. Yes, I think after all my research and all the law and the facts, Mr. Garland, I suggest that we prosecute.
Well,
or
then,
Mr. Garland,
decision?
I suggest that we don't prosecute.
Now, and whose decision is it
Garland
ultimately?
Gets to make that one decision. What Garland doesn't do is review the facts, do all the legwork behind it, and come up with his determination. He's using somebody else's determination, Crudy. It's like the special
master.
Which
he can either agree with or disagree with, because ultimately it's still Merrick Garland's decision. So why are you handing off what is ultimately still your decision to make? Because Jack Smith doesn't get to make the prosecutorial decision. He only gets to make the recommendation to Merrick Garland. And then yes. Garland gets to make the decision.
Yes.
Which
and,
is already and coming up, his decision
coming,
to make.
And coming up with that recommendation, Mr. Smith will not be appointed by Joe Biden, you know, the Trump's political rival, in doing that. He's going to use the facts and the law and come up with it. And he'll make that determination. And that's the part that will not be political. Now, you're right. Absolutely. Garland, according to this, will absolutely have to make his own decision. But as Rubin writes, and I agree, almost most certainly he will follow Jack Smith's recommendation.
But he's not obligated to do so. So
sure.
It's not really an independent prosecution.
Right. And Biden could fire Garland
outside,
right now for doing
that. It's an outside recommendation, which he can either...
Special counsel's recommendation.
That's all it is, though, right? I mean, ultimately, it's just a recommendation. Mueller made recommendations. What'd they act upon? Not a damn thing. I mean, there's at least 10 counts of obstruction laid out in the Mueller report, dude. We haven't even seen the unredacted copy yet. Why am I going to take any sort of solace in what? The precursor of another Mueller report?
Who was the attorney general at the time? You're gonna say that the Mueller situation with Mueller under Bill Barr is equatable to this new special prosecutor appointed by Merrick Garland? You think those are the same kinds of things?
If the attorney general, again, ultimately has the decision, why not ask your prosecutors if they're prepared to go forward with the case against the former president? And I get it. Because of the appearance of impropriety, which I don't see, because there's no impropriety alleged. You could allege politics, but when you're the defendant in court, that doesn't have a lot of credibility. You know what I'm saying? So this really doesn't satiate anyone except for you and Jennifer Rubin, man.
844-967-2789. Let's get to some of the callers. Let's hear what they have to say. Jeannie from Eau Claire, happy Friday, Jeannie. Thank you for calling. What do you got for us today?
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, guys. Happy Friday to you, too.
You too, honey.
I'm glad we get to see all different sides, but I have to tell you that I agree that Garland's doing the right thing because we need any thoughts of impropriety or anything like that.
Why do you guys keep saying impropriety?
Okay,
what is the accusation of impropriety?
That you want to avoid even the appearance of impropriety, Crudy. Yeah. You only want to go there. You want to think like, oh my God, I don't want to give anyone the thought that perhaps this is political. To avoid the appearance of impropriety, Crudy. That's why.
How about conflict? Can we use the word conflict? Because impropriety is the notion that someone has done something on the prosecutor's side that is untoward. And there's been no accusations of such. So call it a conflict, guys. I'll tell you,
man. Yeah, there is. Yes, there is. They're saying that he was set up. The FBI set him up. Everybody set him up. So this way, it's not going to be with Biden. It's not going to be with his appointed person. So I understand why he's doing it. Crude, I feel the same way you do. I wanted this done yesterday, but unfortunately, things don't go that way. But we got to hang in there and support this guy because this other guy sounds like he's a real bear and no one's going to be able to mess with him. So I'm looking forward to this guy and what he's handled. And he may be able to kick butt and take numbers, maybe get Johnson too. That would be a real treat. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Hey, thank you, Jeannie. Have a great weekend. Appreciate you calling in. Yes, and apparently, yeah, that will be the electoral. Anything to do with the classification of the electoral votes, the certification of the electoral votes, that will be under Mr. Smith's purview.
Would that be fraudulent Trump electors?
Yes, it would be. That's my point, man.
The newly reelected attorney general here in the great state of Wisconsin, I think we need to start calling his office and asking if he's going to start acting with alacrity instead of punting to the federal Department of Justice. Because that's your prosecution, Josh Call. And I haven't forgotten about you, sir. You know, just because you're a friend doesn't mean we're not going to hold your feet to the fire. Come back with us. We'll take more of your phone calls all the way up to former U.S. attorney, our good friend, James Santel. He'll settle this once and for all. And I feel quite confident he agrees with me because I'm almost always right. Unless I'm wrong. You know, it's kind of a binary thing.
Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. And go back to the lines at 844-967-2789. Pat from Chicago, you are next. Welcome, Pat. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pat.
Well, Dom, I must say it to you and Mr. Crute, it's an honor to be on your broadcast. We listen to you every day. We're subscribers. You bring joy to our hearts. May I just suggest this? With the credentials that Mr. Smith has, they may be able to now go after Russia and some of our foreign adversaries who contributed to the Trump campaign. And that the stuff down at Mar-a-Lago might have much bigger implications than we ever realized. Maybe Mr. Santel could comment on that, but I think they're finally going to be able to position it right at a time when McCarthy's going to try to push the stuff with Hunter Biden and bring in the foreign element, and the Democrats will be able to meet, you know, fire with fire, if you will. Just a suggestion or whatever that's worth.
Pat, I like your suggestion. I would point one other thing out. House committees going forward, the investigations of the Republicans are going to more resemble like the old style where it's 5 minutes of Democrats, it's 5 minutes of Republicans. They don't get to exempt all the Democrats from their investigatory actions, their bodies. So when a committee goes and does an investigation of Hunter Biden, the Democrats will get to alternate the questions. Remember how that used to go? The only exception we've really seen was the January 6th committee, because there was no efforts by anyone other than Kinzinger and Liz Cheney. There were no Republicans impaneled. There were no Jim Jordans. There were no flamethrowers. So I would point out, I don't think the Democratic caucus is going to sit by and let them just crap on Hunter Biden for the next 2 years. Although I think they're going to endeavor to do so.
I don't think they will, sir, but I would say, unlike your broadcast, which we so desperately need in the not only Wisconsin, throughout the United States, as far as I'm concerned, but the problem is the national media won't report it in a fair way that gives the Democrats a fair airing on the news. And so as a result, in addition to Fox and everything else, you're going to get this slant that makes it always seem like the Republicans are two steps ahead. So all I know, it's troubling, and I think we all have to hang in there. And if I may lastly just say, with respect to Mr. Flynn, I love your lineup from morning until right through and into the evening. But his point that one day that he was on, I think, was indicating how far we had our backs against the wall before this election this fall, and that we might be in a position where what were we as a people going to do dealing with these, whether you want to call them semi-Nazis or whatever the president called them, but it really is that desperate in this country, and we cannot let our guard down now. We had a few victories, and that's great, but they have to really be pushing much harder in this next 2 years because the threat isn't over.
Pat, you make an excellent point. I think that Biden called them semi-fascist.
Yes.
Semi-Nazis, that's close, but semi-fascist. The U.S. Supreme Court case, I believe it's the Moore case, could really upset democracy in a very substantial way. And by a vote of unelected U.S. Supreme Court members, and obviously there's been a couple of stolen seats, just asked our boy Merrick Garland, because he should be on the court, right?
Yeah.
Well, by this sort of casting of the U.S. Supreme Court, now this case comes before the U.S. Supreme Court, and the question before it, and I'm no legal scholar, our buddy James Santel could better speak to this, but effectively the decision of the court could cast electoral outcomes, not to secretaries of state or here in Wisconsin to a Wisconsin Elections Commission. Instead, it could cast it to the will of the legislature. And the legislature here in the state of Wisconsin, which is overwhelmingly gerrymandered to the benefit of Republicans, could effectively overturn the will of the voters here in the state of Wisconsin and have shown every indication they're willing to do so. That's the really scary part, Pat, is that's a case that we, the voters, we can't save ourselves from that case. And in fact, if it goes the way that many suspect it might, it could really throw the balance of the of elections off, because we, the people, I mean, it's already not direct representation. It's through the Electoral College. But if the legislature gets to cast our Electoral College votes to their whim, their political whim, that doesn't feel much like democracy anymore. 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, you're next.
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. It's very difficult following your last two callers. I'll do the best I can. Jeannie's just totally awesome, by the way. And so is your caller from Chicago. I think Dom's pretty much right here.
With, sorry, got to go, right? Paul. Sorry.
Well, that's why I love your show. With right-wing media and then Fox, and then they call it news, but it's Newsmax, I think Garland did the right thing, because otherwise the way the media sets up, they'd be, you know, calling Biden and Garland a hack and stuff. So I think I agree with Jeannie in your last caller. I think you did the right thing. And
Paulie, let me ask you
again today.
Wisco, before you get too deep into the spotted cows, let me ask you.
I've already started that.
I suspect you have. Do you think that Jack Smith will somehow, this special counselor appointed by Merrick Garland, do you think he will somehow be exempted from those accusations from the right, from the Newsmax, from the Steve Bannon podcast?
Probably not, but it looks a lot better this way, because no matter what happens, Fox and right-wing radio are always going to try to dredge up something negative. So it's. I just think this is a better way to go. That's all. But no, they're going to go after him no matter what.
Sorry, yeah. I've let you speak far too long already, Paul. 844-967-2789. Only time probably for one more before our fine guest, James Santel. And sadly, it's you, CJ. Welcome back, man. What do you got
hey,
for us?
CJ, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, guys. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, take on all callers, all points of view, welcome. If you don't hear me on his show, his motto's a lie. He doesn't take my call.
You already lost me, CJ, because you're talking about somebody else's show.
I literally, like,
we gave you
hear.
A platform, yeah. And you freaking blew it again, CJ.
Again, dude. Oh, come on. I literally wanted to hear his opinion on this. You know, I mean, he's a Trumpster. I want to hear what the Trumpsters have to say, but you got to go and ruin it, CJ.
if you're going to call the greatest radio show ever, talk about the greatest radio show ever, man. You know what I'm saying? It's like Fight Club. If you're in Fight Club, you know, be in the fight. Or don't talk about Fight Club.
No, never talk about Fight Club.
Come back. More Devil's Advocates. You're going to find former U.S. Attorney James Santel joining us. He'll be right here. And you callers, you hold your grievances for a little bit later because, you know, Jim's kind of a big deal. Kind of like us. More Devils. We'll tell you why Crudy's right and Dobbs been wrong a whole nother hour.